You know, we always talk about getting lost in our favorite music, but what if we could like actually feel the music all around us, not just through our
Well, it's
headphones?
a wild thought, right? Like
Well,
actually experiencing the soundscape, you know?
totally. And that's actually what we're going to be diving into today, this whole idea of a project called Atmosphere. It's really trying to blend audio and touch.
Yeah, it's a really cool example of something called cross-modal effects. Basically, how our brains can combine, you know, like what we're hearing and what we're feeling at the same time.
Oh, okay. I'm already kind of hooked. So how does Atmosphere actually like work?
Okay, so imagine holding, like, you know, those kind of grapefruit-sized spheres. So you're holding one of those, and it's got these like eight different sections, and each of those has this what they call a tactile sound transducer in it. And basically, these transducers, they make vibrations, right? So when you pair that with like spatial audio in your headphones, it's like the sphere becomes part of the music.
So are these like just random vibrations, or is it like matched up to what we're hearing?
It's totally matched up. Yeah, that's the cool part, right? The audio, like what you're hearing, and then those vibrations, the haptics, they're like totally in sync. So let's say there's a sound moving around you in the headphones. You'd feel that motion, but like in your hand on the sphere.
Whoa,
Yeah.
okay. So like if there's a song and it sounds like someone's walking around you.
Exactly. You wouldn't just hear the footsteps. You would actually feel them moving around your hand as that sound goes all around you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can totally see how that would be like super immersive.
Totally. And honestly, that's just like the beginning. What's really cool is that they're looking at using atmosphere for way more than music.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. What else, like, what are we talk, what else can it do?
So one of the big areas they're looking at is mindfulness. Like imagine using this to actually, you know, help you meditate.
Oh, wow. Okay, so like feeling the music to relax.
Yeah.
I like it. How would that work?
So they're testing it out with you know those smart glasses? They can kind of track like how relaxed you are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, by like your eye movements and stuff.
Ah.
So it's like the glasses are saying, yeah, this person's totally zen, or like, nope, they're still stressed.
That's so cool.
And so they take that information and they use it to change how strong the vibrations are, you know, on the sphere and the sounds in your headphones.
So like the calmer I get, the more subtle everything gets.
Exactly. It
Wow.
just it eases you into it, you know? So like imagine there's this like gentle rain soundscape playing. And you can feel that like on the sphere. And then as you relax, those sensations, they just get like softer and softer.
That sounds amazing. Have they actually tried this on like real people?
Yeah, so they've done some early testing and people are loving it.
What are they saying?
They're saying they feel like more present, like really in the moment.
That makes sense. It's got to be like super immersive. But do you have any like specific examples?
Yeah, actually, one person they said it felt like they were, you know, actually outside in the rain. Like they were really surprised by how real it felt.
Wow. Even though they knew it was like coming from this, you know, sphere thing.
Totally.
That's pretty wild. And that's just like with the basic sounds and vibrations, right?
Yeah. Like imagine what it'll be like when they really start fine-tuning it, you know?
It really makes you think about all the things they could do with this, like not even just for music.
Exactly. There's so much potential, like for therapy even, or, you know, maybe even learning.
So what's next for this Atmosphere thing? Like, where do they go from here?
So they really want to do some like more in-depth studies to really measure, you know, how it affects people. Not just like what they say, but like really measure it. Like how it, you know, how immersed you feel.
It's like they're making a whole new way for us to like experience sound, you know? It's almost like a new language or something.
Totally. And it kind of makes you wonder, like, could they use this to create like completely new experiences, not just like recreate stuff that we already know?
Okay, now we're talking. Like what? Give me an example.
Like imagine feeling the texture of a sound, not just where it's coming from, but like if it's rough or smooth.
How would that even work?
So think about like, I don't know, a rock slide. You can feel how jagged and rough that sounds. But then like a violin, that would feel smooth. Yeah.
No. So we're talking about like actually feeling the difference.
Exactly. And get this. What if you could feel the emotions in the music?
Okay, now you've lost me. How's that even possible?
So instead of just hearing the joy in like a symphony or the the sadness in a blues song,
yeah,
you'd actually feel it,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like in your hand through the vibrations.
It's like you're adding a whole other layer to how we experience music.
Totally. And think about the possibilities, right? Like for gaming.
Mm.
Or even like virtual reality.
Yeah. Like feeling what it's like to actually be in the game or another world.
Exactly. It's like we're just scratching the surface of what our senses can really do, you know?
It's pretty mind-blowing stuff. So for our listeners who are, you know, totally geeking out about this like I am, what's like the one thing we should all remember?
I think the biggest thing is just to like really appreciate how incredible our senses are.
Yeah.
Like this atmosphere thing, it's just one example. Who knows what else we'll be able to experience in the future, right?
I can't wait to find out. Well, that's it for this deep dive. It's definitely got me thinking about all the amazing ways we can experience music and sound. Until next time.